You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is in, I believe, Fargo, North Dakota. Is that the Big Iron event that you're attending today, Drew?
That is correct. It's quite a crowd, and it's a big show up here, but it's cold, man. It's cold. The temperature is probably barely 50 degrees, and the wind's blowing at 25 miles an hour, so things are better down your way, I think.
Well, we always hear that about the Dakotas. The log chain stands straight out, and I guess you're in the midst of that. It is cold, but is it cold enough on the bottom side at night to do any damage to the crops in the Dakotas?
We are very concerned about that. One thing that is in the favor of this region is the fact that this high-pressure center is going to move from Alberta, Canada, to Nebraska, and that will miss most of the eastern part of the Dakotas, and the same thing for Minnesota and Iowa. Eventually, the high will come into the western Corn Belt, but as it does, it'll be coming in much, much weaker. So, in answer to your question, I think there will be crop damage in western and northern parts of North Dakota, Montana, and areas northward up through much of the Canadian prairies. But for the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, Nebraska, western Iowa, I think we'll come close to freezing, but we'll probably just barely miss out on some significant damage. Certainly, there's no risk of 28 degrees or colder. If it gets down close to freezing, we might get to 30 or 32 degrees in some of those northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, but I do not expect to see a killing freeze necessarily, but we could do some injuries still to the crop.
Tell me about the rainfall we have had for the Corn Belt and what you expect.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Missouri, I don't know what they did wrong, but they got beat up pretty good last night with Browning, Missouri, in the north central part of the state, picking up 10.2 inches of rain just overnight, and Kirksville, Missouri had 9.27 inches of broad region of 2 to 4 inch rains occurred from eastern Nebraska through northern parts of Missouri and southern Iowa over to Illinois, the north part of Illinois, west central areas as well. And this is on top of ground that was already fairly wet. So we've got some real issues with excessive moisture right now. I would certainly look towards the next week, the week and a half, where we'll see less frequent rain, less significant rain, but it won't be necessarily absolutely dry. We will see much improved conditions. We do have to deal with this cooler temperatures that are coming in with this cold air mass. And as it passes through the region, we'll chill down a little bit and slow the drying rates. And once the cold is passed, we'll warm up. But unfortunately, bringing the warm air back into the cold air mass will bring on some more light rainfall. So field work in the Midwest is still going to be a little slow in resuming in the manner that we want. But I think a little later in the month, we'll have a much better opportunity.
Have you thought much about other parts of the world, whether that would be China and the corn crop they are ready to harvest there soon, and or South America and the beginnings of their planting season?
Well, certainly China, they are waiting for their dry season to kick in. They've got a fairly significant dry season that begins in late September and goes on into October. And they plant most of their winter wheat during that window, and the summer crop harvest is usually most aggressive during that period. But for this particular wheat coming up, there won't be any sign of any kind of significant dry down in some of East Central China's crop region. A lot of rain coming up for them as well. But I think in another week to 10 days, the conditions will be a lot better. And in Argentina, we've had some dryness that was relieved this past weekend in the western wheat areas, also in some of their corn and sunseed producing areas. So the stage is set for a little bit better planting conditions a little later this month. Southern Brazil, probably a little too wet, Rio Grande do Sul in particular. But the rest of Brazil is waiting on seasonal rains, and those are not going to come for another week to 10 days at the earliest. And then we'll see some scattered showers at that point. So maybe we'll start setting the stage for a planting season that is expected to go fairly well.
Stay warm there at the Big Iron Show in Fargo, North Dakota. And say hi, if you would, to Mike Hergert from the Red River Network, a really great farm broadcaster up in that part of the world, if you see him.
I will. In fact, I was with him just a little while ago. I was working on stage with him, so I will pass that along.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
That's Drew Lerner, of course, of World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.